Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Te kahui tika tangata, Human Rights Commission has released a statement calling for the respect and dignity of all to be upheld when discussing important issues in Aotearoa, particularly in regards to the election. I spoke to Sauno Mali Karenina Sumeo, Acting Race Relations Commissioner at Te Kahui Tika Tangata, about the statement and what more needs to be done to hold individuals accountable for race baiting and spreading harmful rhetoric.
So your statement in Te Kahui Tika Tangata Human Rights Commission stands strongly against any sort of race baiting or using race as a political football. Should politicians who have been accused of using such tactics, such as the ACT Party and the New Zealand First Party, be held accountable for or sanctioned?
Part of me is thinking people don't intend to do harm of the things they say. But also when you're in a leadership position, you know, what you say means a lot, you know, different parts of our community. So if you're going to say something that's going to lead people to see that as permission to do something else, then, you know, that is partly your responsibility. And so my call to our politicians is to be very careful about the things they say, because they are influential. There are lots of advisors. For instance, I have advisors who advise me on what to say. I can choose whether I take that advice or not. And that would go for anyone in the public service, especially our political leaders. Because young people, you know, older people, anyone, they're listening to them for guidance about, you know, what they're going to do for our country. We're all very, very passionate about our country. But when things are said that others, you know, that people in the community may think it's permission for them to go and do acts that then lead to some people feeling unsafe, then that is not okay. And people need to own up to their part to that.
Do we need to do more, though, in order to combat the sort of rhetoric that is spreading that could potentially incite violence? Do we need to hold our politicians more accountable?
I think we absolutely do. But at this point in time, we have a Human Rights Act. You know, our role here at the Commission is to promote harmony between people and diverse groups, you know, promote racial equality and cultural diversity. And what I'm wondering about, Rosetta, is whether our laws are strong enough to be able to react sooner. So if someone is feeling that they've been discriminated against as a result of these comments, they can come to the Human Rights Commission and make a complaint to us. And then we can invite the other party that's a little cause for harm to come together with the complainant and come out to a resolution. Because sometimes, as I said before, people don't intend to do harm. And if they're not aware of the harm they're doing, then, you know, those conversations could be really, really useful and actually really, really helpful. However, if they refuse to come to a mediation session, then the complainant can take their complaint further. What I've been looking at, I noticed that the Council of Europe, for example, in 2018, did a study looking at how to eliminate violence towards members of parliament from the public. And they have really, really clear guidelines, you know, legally binding laws then to do that. I don't think we have that here. We have the Human Rights Commission, but as I said, if people don't want to come to mediation, then, you know, again, it puts the onus on the person who suffered or feel that they've suffered discrimination to take matters further. I think people have a fundamental right to be safe in their workplace and also to be safe in their home. So I think our laws need to be tighter and clearer about, you know, what we can do to harm. Because as you and I know, harm isn't just verbal assaults out on the street to somebody. It's also through the internet. You know, that sort of cyber-enabled harm. So I don't know that our laws are sophisticated yet to hold anyone to account for, you know, stirring other people to act on what may be sexism or racism tendencies.
Should the validity of systemic racism faced by Māori as a result of colonisation be a topic that is even up to debate in an election setting?
Yeah, New Zealand is very diverse, as you and I know. We've got lots of groups here who have come from other lands. Myself, I'm from Samoa. I've come from another land. And we need to have a public education to lift people's awareness and understanding of the place of the Ngāti Whenua and their rights, their indigenous rights. And, you know, I think that's a really important thing to do, to set the platform so that we all understand what it means when people talk about the Tiriti, what it means when Tangata Whenua, reclaiming their rights to waters or to land and so forth. And until we get to that point of understanding, people who don't have the understanding may be quite vulnerable to being to feeling insecure or feeling they're going to miss out on something if we're going to support our Tangata Whenua brothers and sisters reclaim what is by right theirs. But absolutely, if people are calling, confusion in, amongst the public, or they're causing people to think, oh my gosh, this particular policy is based on just race, and I'm going to miss out. Then that doesn't lead to harmony. That destroys harmony and leads to destruction. So that's, it's quite a tricky one, but I think if we start from a shared understanding and bring everybody together, then it lessens this fear of the uncertainty.
Should we be worried about tensions surrounding racism in Aotearoa should a national and ACT coalition form?
I won't comment about the party, but I think, racism does exist. It exists in our workplaces. It exists in our public spaces. So whether or not we're talking about Māori racism is a thing, just like sexism is still a thing in our country. Just like discrimination against our disabled people is still the thing. So if we compare ourselves to other countries similar to us, perhaps we might be quite complacent and think we're okay. But the recent events and certainly some of the campaigning that's going on has showed us that it's not very deep, but the wounds are still very strongly felt. The wounds from colonisation, the wound from racism is still very much alive. So we've got a long way to go still to rebuild and restore that. The division that's now appearing in the public as a result of the racist rhetoric, the sexism, and even some of our struggling communities feel that they're being targeted. We have a war against poverty, not a war against poor people. But those who are feeling disadvantaged are beginning to think that they're being targeted with some of the rhetoric. Now, all of that has to stop.
Do you think the challenges faced in recent years have impacted our sense of community? And how do we rebuild what has potentially become lost or divided?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's tired, eh? Everyone's tired. We've had a bit prolonged a few years in terms of job insecurity, in terms of the cost of living, ill health. We've lost elders during COVID. We haven't been able to see our families, if they're overseas. There's been quite a lot of psychological and spiritual loss during that time. And of course, with the economic hardship that we is currently, it just adds on top. So, people are tired. For example, just the weather. We haven't had a proper summer for at least a year. The things that were normal that we took for granted, and people got on with their lives, that's all changed. And so I think you're right. There is we need a space to just settle down, take a breath, and, try and restore some normality, if I can put it that way. But we don't know what the normality is. We have to create that normality. And I'd rather that normality is made up of respect, mutual respect. Respect for difference, and people wanted to support each other in fairness and decency. One of the good things that I saw just recently was a debate amongst young political leaders. It's so inspiring, hearing the voices of our young people, and they want this Aotearoa New Zealand that we all want. And the key would be how do we bring those diverse aspirations together so that we can all progress and prosper together as a nation and not be divided and, leave other people behind. So, I'm really excited by the leadership that I'm hearing from our young members of parliament or aspiring members of parliament, and I think that would be an exciting New Zealand. We just need to help pave the way so that they can get there and be at the at the decision-making table where they're shaping laws, creating this country that we all want, which is a better country from where we are now. We're a bit divided right now, and there's some ugliness that's beginning to surface. And we need to address and face up to that and deal with it so we can move on.
That was Sal Nomale Karenina Sumeo, Acting Race Relations Commissioner at Te Kahui Tika Tangata Human Rights Commission, speaking to me about their most recent statement.